Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I've been happy. I've been moving on my own accord, off my own desires, my own wants. Now, why am I saying all of that? All of that shit led me up into this point. 10 years later, after this song, I'm here. Here I am. I've been just chasing my shit. You know what I mean? Like following my dream and just trying to like head to the fall off in the way that I wanted to do it. And so
I'm gonna pause right there because Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio to witness one of the most pivotal moments in hip hop history. As there's this word I've been using for the duration of Notorious Mass Effect, the lifespan of Notorious Mass Effect, and all of my reviews of Jermaine has been consistent that this man is the most overrated rapper of all time. Now, of course, I got a lot of flack for that, as always, because the whole take from a Jermaine's fan perspective is considered hate simply because they're blinded by things that are just not reality. So to see this come into fruition in the way that it has is one of those things where I don't even want an apology. You know what I mean? I'm just glad that you finally seen the light, because of course, I think people tune in every week. You know, shout out to the 60 to 80,000 weekly downloads we have. People tune in because they know that the way I cover hip hop is not from a sense of, I don't know what I'm talking about. So I'm glad that another instance in hip hop history has shown that I actually put forth some type of effort when it comes to giving you the real as far as the hip hop industry. So with that being said, obviously we're going to get into the rest of this video and audio, of course, but if you want to see the video, once again, Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio.
I put out this project on Friday called Might Delete Later. I don't know how many people done checked it out or whatever, but I put this project out. And I swear to God, I'm so proud of that project because I know, one, it's just a lead up. It's just an EP that leads me up to this thing that I've been working on for a long time. And I know the work it took to get to a certain type of.
Another thing is that this man calls this an EP, right? And technically, I think an EP is anything under 45 minutes, if I'm not mistaken. So for this album to be 43 minutes, very slick to call it an EP, because I believe it's definitely a project. And numbers wise, analytically speaking, it's not performing in the way that a Jermaine fan will hope it would, especially having a diss track attached to it. I think two tracks is projected to be in the top 20. One, of course, being the diss track 7 Minute Drill. I think that's like barely in the top 10. And then Crocodile Tears is supposed to be somewhere from 14 to 16. And basically, my sources are like Chart Data, Billboard, and then other sites that actually offer advanced analytics. So I would say that, of course, this isn't technically considered a flop, but I believe that is adding to why we're hearing his sentiments now. If this was a successful project and all tracks was projected to be in the top 10, top 20 straight, like Beyonce did with her album, I don't think we'd be hearing this type of apology. Because, of course, having a diss track attached to a project means that the overall publicity should be higher, so that it may not match the same marketing push as an actual album, whatever that is. Because at the end of the day, these are all just labels at the end of the day. Mixtape, album, EP, LP, the all projects, the all a collection of songs. So for him to act like this isn't something of importance is very interesting, because I don't think he'll be saying that if this was actually successful in the top 10 perspective. But anyways, let's keep going.
The skill level, and I love this shit. So that shit mean a lot to me, right? So I'm so proud of that project, except for one part. It's one part of that shit that make me feel like, man, that's the lamest shit I ever did in my fucking life, right?
Best believe me, those sentiments that he just uttered, he is not alone. As the definition of overrated, of course, is rated or valued too highly. So when I call Jermaine the most overrated rapper of all time, it's simply for things like this that has been occurring throughout his whole discography, but people are now starting to see it in the most obvious way possible, coming from their favorite musician's mouth, that I'm just simply not built like that.
And I know this is not what a lot of people want to hear. I know I can hear my niggas up there right now like, nah, don't do that. But I got to keep it 100 with y'all, right? I damn near had a relapse, right? Because y'all heard some shit that happened two, three weeks ago, however long it was. Y'all heard that bazooka that was dropped on the motherfucking game, right? So all of this time of me moving on my own accord, for the first time I was tested. Why am I tested? Because I got the world and I got my niggas like, what you gonna do, Cole? My niggas like, bit boy, I must have had 1,000 missed calls. Oh my fucking God.
And also, I'm just adding, you know, a little bit of build up to what we're about to hear. Because let me tell you, this is a very, and y'all think I may be joking, but this is a very pivotal moment in hip hop history, because it's literally as if a competitor in a sport is bowing out. It reminds me of when this random boxer was about to box somebody, and then he just walked out of the ring mid-fight. And here it is, right? Let me see. Okay, yeah, I found it. So basically, this is what happened. There's a boxer trying to fight another boxer, and he just walked out of the ring. And this is a different type of setting, of course, but it's definitely a depiction of what is about to occur when we get to his sentiments.
So he likes to bring an end to opponents in quick fashion, and Curtis Harper has walked out of the ring.
Wait, what?
So that's Jermaine.
He's not fighting this guy.
This is what Jermaine is about to do and has already done to his legacy.
And the fans here in Minnesota are really upset right now because.
And with that being said, let's get back to the video.
Text flooded. I couldn't even answer my shit. Nigga, it's wartime. Boom, 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 right? Niggas want to see blood. And I was conflicted because. One, I know my heart, you know what I mean? And like, I know how I feel about my peers, these two niggas that I just been blessed to even stand beside in this game, let alone chase their greatness, right? So I felt conflicted because I'm like, bro, I know I don't really feel no way, but the world wanna see blood. I don't know if y'all can feel that, but the world wanna see blood. So I say all of that.
That man was conflicted about competing in rap. Like, think about the state or just the origin of hip-hop. That man was conflicted about a sport he chose to participate in and the elements that come along with it, hesitant to engage in combat with another high-level rapper. Like Onika Tanya Mirage once said,
but then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip hop. Like, what's going on?
What in the world is going on right now? So anyways, let's get back into the video.
To say, in my spirit of trying to like get this music out, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I moved in a way that I feel spiritually feel bad on me. Like I try to like jab my nigga back and I try to keep it friendly. But at the end of the day, when I listen to it and when it comes out and I see the talk, that shit don't sit right with my spirit. That shit make me feel, that shit disrupts my fucking peace.
And of course, that whole sentiment right there, it's not even, we haven't even gotten to the, what's the crest of the crucible, whatever, the crest of the argument. We haven't even gotten to the climax yet. And him talking about all that friendly nature and hip hop and things of that nature, not sitting right with his soul, just goes back to my point of him being overrated. But another more explicit alternative route you could take in describing this is perfectly stated by Vince Staples, which wasn't directly added to Jermaine. It was just something he had in general about nice guys in the industry. And so let's, without further ado, let's let Vince Staples speak for himself.
You are a bitch.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And it's okay to be a bitch. You could be James Baldwin. Yeah. Stop trying to be tough. I say that with love. Which camera? I'm right here. Yeah. You are a bitch. Your mama raised a good boy. Oh, man. Be that. That's you embarrassing true. Granny.
Niggas don't want to be good men anymore. You a good, kind-hearted soul.
You got a good heart, my nigga. Stop trying to be tough. You are a bitch. You was born a bitch.
Mm-mm-mm. Let's continue.
So what I want to say right here tonight is in the midst of me doing that and in that shit, trying to find a little angle and downplay this nigga's fucking catalog and his greatness, I want to say right now tonight, how many people think Kendrick Lamar is one of the greatest motherfuckers to ever touch a fucking microphone?
So let me tell y'all something. I said on my podcast, of course, if you haven't heard it, which the specific segment I'm talking about, of course, is 7-Minute Drill, Analytic Dreams, where I broke down his diss track towards Kendrick in a way that you would have thought I was a straight up prophet, because the following events, you would have thought I already had the playbook in the future, and I was just speaking about it, because the way that I talked about it, I noticed that he wasn't really trying to go in on the diss track, but it's been so long. As far as the I'm the best in hip hop, people are just inferior when it comes to my rapping ability. And then to get actually tested to put out a diss track and for it to be just so lighthearted and more of hesitancy when it comes to like verbally tearing apart somebody, I realized that this man was about to make the biggest mistake in his career, which was not really wanting to engage in verbal rap beef with one of the top rappers ever. So with that being said, it is very interesting how he just came out and said it himself, that he's just not built like that.
Dreamville, y'all love Kendrick Lamar, correct? As do I. So I just want to come up here and be like, publicly be like, bro, that was the lamest, like, goofiest shit. And I say all that to say, it made me feel like 10 years ago when I was moving incorrectly. And I pray that God align me back up on my purpose and on my path.
Listen, all this stuff he's saying right now just reminds me of Martin Lawrence from the movie Life when he just put it bluntly.
Hey, ain't nobody trying to hear that bullshit, man.
Jermaine talking about how it's messing with his inner peace, how he couldn't sleep at night. All the Jermaine fans right now is probably,
hey, ain't nobody trying to hear that bullshit, man.
Jermaine talking about me and Drake as a Spider-Man meme, but people talk about the top three as me, K-Dot or Drizzy or whatever, and then he was like, but now I'm Muhammad Ali just to come out like this. Has Jermaine fans left saying,
hey, ain't nobody trying to hear that bullshit, man.
Next time Jermaine comes out on the Fall Off when he eventually puts out that album, talking about how he could lyrically bar up anybody in the world.
Hey, ain't nobody trying to hear that bullshit, man.
The next time Jermaine even hints at wanting smoke with any type of musical artist past this point.
Hey, ain't nobody trying to hear that bullshit, man.
Without further ado, let's continue.
You know what I mean? I pray that my nigga really didn't feel no way. And if he did, my nigga, I got my chin out. Take your best shot. I'm gonna take that shit on the chin, boy. Do what you do. You know what I mean? Like, all good. Like, it's love.
Hey, yo, no Diddy. That boy said he gonna take it. He said he gonna take that. Honestly, hey, it's not my words. He said that. Hold up. Let me rewind just because you didn't hear that. Because Jermaine fans, like, this is a pivotal moment. And it's so interesting because it's like, I've done my job. You know, I've tried to lessen the blow for y'all, letting y'all know that your favorite rapper is completely overrated. And now that he's coming out himself, like, it took the man himself to literally have to tell you, I'm not built like that, for y'all to realize that the man that you've been idolizing, that you've been worshiping, that you've been putting in the top three, along with actual goats, is just straight up blasphemy. So anyways, let's hear these P. Diddy statements again.
Turn out. Take your best shot. I'm gonna take that shit on the chin, boy. Do what you do. You know what I mean?
Do what you do.
All good. Like, it's love.
You can't even say no Diddy to that. That's like more Diddy. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, these sentiments are like, hey, I need more of that. Like, I need some more of that.
That my nigga really didn't feel no way, and if he did, my nigga, I got my chin out. Take your best shot. I'm gonna take that shit on the chin, boy. Do what you do.
Okay.
Like, all good. Like, it's love.
Oh, he says love. Oh, and he said it's love. Oh my goodness, the double triple entendres to the P. Diddy bars is crazy. That's wild. Hey, this is y'all favorite artist, by the way, Jermaine fans. And you know, making this segment, it was like, dang, I like to have some type of pushback. You know what I'm saying? But now it's just like everybody's realized that this man is overrated. So now it's like, what? It's like if LeBron, because Jermaine's not LeBron, so we're not, you know, comparing it to that. But as far as the LeBron and Skip Bayless relationship, it's like if LeBron was just like, you know what? I'm really not as good as Michael. I'm not as good as nobody else. Y'all really right. And then at the end of the day, it's just all fun and games. Like, what? Did he really just say that? So now, as a commentator, I'm looking at this. I'm like, dang. I feel like Soulja Boy. This man took my whole flow. Like, I'm supposed to be saying this. And this man took my whole flow. He's like, man, I'm actually trash, overrated. I don't even know why I went at Kendrick. Honestly, I regret that. You know, I just don't sit right with my soul. Hard to sleep. Describing it as a misstep. Said that the diss was lame, goofy. Said because of the expectations of the game, he felt like he needed to respond, but it didn't sit right with his soul. At that point, I'm just like, wow, you are taking my whole flow. Like, because this is what I've been saying about Jermaine. Because obviously, it's rooted in truth. And, you know, it's only so much that you can say before the actual facts come out to light. And so now that it's coming out from the man himself, like, you can't get a better source for why Jermaine is more. You can't get a better source for why this man is the most overrated than this right here. Him coming out and basically letting you know that, honestly, y'all shouldn't even look at me like that no more, because that type of energy just does not sit well with my spirit. And that type of energy is basically him being in a top three. Because at this point in time, going forward, from this point on, Jermaine fans can never, ever put his name along with Kendrick, Drake, Future, Travis, Nicki. Who else? That's Bob already. So yeah, I would say that he slid all the way. Forget the big three. Forget the big three. This man slid all the way down to like number eight, number nine. Because if I really think about it, I could probably name a lot more rappers who also put up numbers that have stood on business more than this. Because this is ridiculous. This is like going back to the whole Nicki sentiments.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip hop. Like, what's going on?
Like, at this point, Jermaine fans are in shambles. This is actually ridiculous. This is monumental simply for the fact that you came out with a diss track, a whole track dedicated towards dissing Kendrick. Even though you didn't name drop, you know what you was doing. End of the album, 7-minute drill. You know what the 7-minute drill even means as far as the military definition. And now you want people to believe that it didn't sit right with your soul, so now you want to fall back. And then you're saying that if Kendrick wants to respond, no matter how hard it is, you're just gonna take it. So it's just like unfortunate. As a hip-hop cover, I've never seen something like this. Main stage, if you don't know, Jermaine didn't just come out randomly to say this. This was basically the Dreamville Festival, I believe. And as he was on stage, yeah, it was his performance at the Dreamville Festival, which made it even more of a misstep, ironically, because he called it a misstep. I'm calling it a misstep for other reasons, more substantial reasons than he's talking about. All of your fans are there to see you, and you concede, you forfeit, you give away the crown, hypothetically, because, you know, me personally, I thought he never had it. But now you give it away in front of all of your friends at your own festival, headlined by you. It's a more destructive pathway that you went down than I actually believe you underestimated the amount of impact that what you just did will have. Rap is not a PG sport. It's a very explicit combat sport. And if hip hop was to be a sport, it would be like UFC. This is not basketball. You can't go into the game and be like, oh, he fouled me. Oh, ref. Oh, I need to give him a tech or call the foul. Ain't none of that. We fighting until you tap out. No Diddy. Well, I don't know. The way he said he's just going to take that, who knows? But anyways, UFC, hip-hop, you fight and you go until the person is obviously defeated. Are people killing people in UFC? Of course not. But is there some real severe injuries that happen in the process? Yes. That's why hip-hop is like UFC when it comes to the sport of the music genres, because the contact nature is something you signed up for. It's like being a policeman, and then the first time you have to say, well, not even the first time, because Jermaine's been in the game for like, what, 10 plus years at this point? It's like a police officer, you know, having to save somebody, but he gets intel that the person that's holding her her or him hostage has a weapon. And you're like, you know what? I ain't really about that life. You just go home. At that point, it's just like, do you know what you signed up for? I must be crazy, because this whole time I've been talking about Jermaine being overrated and him not being as great as his fans see him is coming into fruition in a way that I never thought it would, because I just thought it was just always going to be a back and forth between the fan base of Cole and me talking about, because this is even before the podcast. Like, it's actually crazy how the podcast would increase significantly whenever I talk about Jermaine, because even in life before the podcast, and all the people who knew me before the podcast would definitely be able to tell you, I had this type of smoke for Jermaine for the longest, because the hypocrisy for me was on forefront, and I could obviously see it. For a man that's promoted by Jay-Z, he had no other option but to survive in a rap game, because he's making money off of Jermaine. So when Jay-Z's pressing the button on you for marketing ploy and tactics, and you're managed by Roc Nation, and now you're considered one of the best rappers ever, y'all think that's coincidence? So I'm looking at this man, I'm like, this is the most overrated rapper ever, making songs about literally folding clothes, and he's selling more than 90% of rappers. So to get to this point where he's finally confronted about his just falsified status in the game, and he completely bows out, is very upsetting and underwhelming, to say the very least. I'm not even a Jermaine fan, and I'm upset how he went about this. I thought he'd at least have one more diss track in him as far as going back at Kendrick. And honestly, I'm lying. I knew he didn't have nothing else. Even if you listen to my 7-minute Analytic Dreams segment, he sounded like he had nothing left to say. And that's very upsetting, because now y'all have championed this man falsely and put him in a scenario to where he just let the entire hip hop genre down. That's the gravity of why championing people who should not be at the top is a bad thing. Because the overall genre suffers because of it. You had whole label and playlist execs coming out speaking on this because they realize how destructive and degrading this is to the overall genre of hip hop. Nobody's saying, like, that's why I keep using the UFC comparison. Nobody's saying you need to go in there and kill the person, obviously. But UFC has a system to where you can obviously tell when that person's been defeated, and then you exit the ring. You get in a fight, you can't just walk out. Like that clip I played earlier in this segment, you cannot just walk out if you signed up to be in a combat sport. So that's why execs, label heads came out like Carl Cherry. If you don't know who Carl Cherry is, then we can't really have too many hip hop discussions. But anyways, he came out and literally said the big three is dead. Like at this point, he just stamped it, and he's the head of a huge playlist for Spotify. I think it's Rap Caviar, if I'm not mistaken. So he's letting you know the gravity of this situation. Hit-Boy came out, and Hit-Boy, people talk about Metro, Hit-Boy's up there as well. Don't forget all the King diseases that him and Nas made that won Grammys, by the way. Hit-Boy came out and said, it may be over for real expletive. Let me put it on the screen so y'all can see this from Academics page. Let me see how I pull this up. Because, you know, it's a PG podcast, so I'm not going to say the cuss words. But obviously, you know, cussing is allowed in a certain aspect. But here it is right here. It might be over for real expletive. And then let's keep going. So then we had another one, right? Somebody else commented. I think I forgot. Anyways, Academics commented himself and said, the big three from now on is Drake, Kendrick, Lamar, and Future. I wonder who's been saying that for the longest. It's kind of crazy. But anyways, let's keep going. As it's just sad, man. Why not compete? Why just bow out and let down the whole genre of hip hop? Even if we don't like your diss towards Kendrick when it comes to the 7-minute drill, You still attempted. We respect it. And now we move on. You to come out and apologize for it doesn't even concern you at that point. It's hip hop. Making the sport look bad. There's just no other way to put it. And it reminds me of when Kendrick Lamar put out The Heart Part 4. And basically, he said, my fans can't wait for me to sun your expletive and crush your whole little expletive. I'll big pun your expletive, you a scared little expletive, tiptoeing around my name, expletive, you lame. And when I get at you, homie, don't tell me you was just playing.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip hop. Like, what's going on?
That's Kendrick right now. And remind you, this was on The Heart Part 4. This track came out in 2017, ladies and gentlemen. It is 2024. This is why I call this band the greatest rapper in the modern day generation. Because one thing about being a rapper is having the foresight to rap about things that will still have relevance in a decade later, you know? So, anyways, let's keep going. And when I get at you, homie, don't you tell me you was just playing. Oh, I was just playing, K-Dot. Come on. You know an expletive rock with you, bro. And then Kendrick responds, shut the expletive up. You sound like the last expletive I know. Might end up like the last expletive I know. Oh, you want a clash? I know. I put my foot on the gas, head on the floor, hopping out before the vehicle crash. I'm on the roll, yelling 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I am the greatest rapper alive.
Yes. Now listen, that's called motherfucking bars, nigga. You know nothing about that. Yes. Now listen, that's called motherfucking bars, nigga. You know nothing about that.
Oh, there's more. So basically, see if I can find this again. Give me 1 second. So basically, Kendrick also had these sentiments that's now resonating with the masses because, of course, a great pen like Kendrick takes some time to appreciate. So this track came out in 2015. Goodness, almost a whole decade ago. And he says at the end of this track, I remember you was conflicted, misusing your influence. Sometimes I did the same. Abusing my power, full of resentment. Resentment that turned into a deep depression. Found myself screaming in the hotel room. Now, y'all obviously probably are wondering how that ties into what this topic is going over, but Jermaine's obviously conflicted. Felt like he was misusing his influence. And with his whole Dreamville Fest, which is basically him showcasing his power, he felt like he needed to get something off of his chest and it was weighing him down. So now we come back to this video right here.
Like, forgive a nigga for like the misstep and then I can get back to my true path, because I ain't gonna lie to y'all, the past 2 days felt terrible. Like, it let me know how good I've been sleeping for the past 10 years. So all of that to say, man, I wanna now perform the song that's a reminder to me of getting back on the right path and getting in tune with God. And the name of the song is called Love Yours. I wanna do that for y'all right now.
Jermaine fans are officially in shambles. I don't ever wanna hear about the big three as far as Jermaine being in it. And from now on, it's apparent that my coverage of Jermaine has been nothing but factual, and now it just took the man himself to say it for y'all to realize that what I've been saying the whole time was true. Rest in peace to Jermaine fans out there. I know a lot of them have switched sides. Y'all can stay on that side because, you know, over here with the GOAT, Drake, like, he's probably going to show you how it's supposed to be done. But don't come over because, honestly, y'all going to bring a certain type of energy that we not trying to, you know what I mean? Winners don't really listen to the losing side when they switch teams. It's almost like, unless you're KD, we don't really want you joining our team to help us win the championship, because that is inevitably what Drake is about to do, as the stage has been set for him to be the true GOAT and showcase why he's actually number one as far as an artist overall. Now, I keep saying Kendrick's the best rapper in the modern generation, but as music making is considered, replayability, everything considered, Drake is the greatest hip-hop artist. Hopefully that makes sense. No, Kanye is, but Drake is second because Kanye is also a producer, but Drake is second. So when I say the GOAT, obviously it's me being a stan and being a little unbiased or being a little biased, but obviously, you know, I try to state it when I can as far as my hierarchy of things. But Jermaine is nowhere near that, and I'm so glad that he came out finally and let you fans know that I am just simply not built like that. So, yeah, man. Pivotal moment in hip-hop. And it's now come to fruition that Jermaine is the most overrated rapper of all time. So, with that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. How sad are you from a scale of 1 to 10? And as far as apologizing to me, because I've been right about Jermaine the whole time, you know, definitely make sure to rate this 5 stars on whatever platform you're listening on, as I will be seeing you in the future, of course, given my future sentiments to how Drake is going to completely obliterate Kendrick whenever he drops his diss track.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.